state. A New York judge has denied the 6 charges against disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, who's been accused of rape, sexual assault and sexual harassment by over 100 women. The case involved the alleged sexual assault of aspiring actor Lucia Evans in 2004. Weinstein, who currently is free on $1 million bail, was arrested in May on a number of charges of sexual assault and rape. He's pleaded not guilty to all charges. In election news, Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is calling for Secretary of State Brian Kemp to step down following an Associated Press report alleging voter suppression ahead of the upcoming November election. The state's exact match system, where even a minor discrepancy in a voter's registration and their official ID could bar them from casting a ballot, has resulted in 53,000 voter applications being put on hold. The highly anticipated race pits progressive African-American Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams against the Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp. Kemp's office oversees key aspects of voting in the state, including the controversial verification law. 7 out of 10 of the stalled applications are for African-American voters in a state where less than one-third of the population is Black. And in Arkansas, a sheriff's department is facing widespread criticism after being accused of forcing prisoners to pose for mugshots in Nike T-shirts to mock former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who sparked NFL-wide protests against racism and police brutality and recently became the new face of Nike's Just Do It campaign. The Union County Sheriff's Office removed the photos of the prisoners wearing the T-shirts after journalist Sean King tweeted about them. Last night, Harvard University awarded Colin Kaepernick the university's W.E.B. Du Bois Medal, which is awarded to individuals who've made significant contributions to African and African-American history and culture. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.